Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get back to your calls here in just a second. One thing that we did not mention yet today, BT, we did talk about this last year with the conflict of interest with Tom Brady being both a broadcaster and owner. And I know a lot was being made over last night, being in the coach's box there, being on the headset. Like, I'm not saying that he's gaining advantages that's going to give it to Pete Carroll and the Raiders staff. He might be. I don't know. I'm not saying that it's a huge advantage. There's just no need for it. It's such bad optics. Why would the NFL, why would Brady even do this? Just go be an owner then. Like, pick one. You can't do both.
Because he could, and it's a power trip probably. I thought they were going to make him divest his Raiders, you know, his Raiders acquisition or pool or whatever you want to, however you want to call it. It just doesn't look good. Even if there is nothing gained intel-wise, I mean, what just the optics of this for the fan is just not good. So they did announce on Tuesday, today, so they put the statement out. All right, so he's prohibited from going to a team facility for practices or production meetings, but obviously allowed to sit in the coach's booth, according to the league. Quote, there's no policies that prohibit an owner from sitting in the coach's booth or wearing a headset during a game. Brady was in the booth in his capacity as a limited partner. I get that. It just doesn't look good. There's no way to tell exactly what he's doing, what he's gaining. But if there's anything that's uncertain or anybody just doesn't feel right about it, it shouldn't. It just doesn't look right.
Oh, by the way, side note.
He's a cheater?
No.
He's known to do this?
He's not that good on TV. Like, I don't want to say it. I like Tom Brady, and I love Fox. We love Burkhardt, had him on. It's not like he's groundbreaking, and, you know, he's not even close to Troy Aikman, not Tony Romo, not even Greg Olson level. Like, they had something special. Now, he's Tom Brady, so he's going to get away with a lot because of the name. And I love Tom Brady. I respect him as a player. I love the winning attitude, all those different things that he brings. So I get the appeal of it. But come on, what are we doing here? Like, the NFL is going to take these negative appearances and be okay with it just because it's Tom Brady? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
But even if he was amazing, and I think he's gotten better this year. I do, and you see him on some of these podcasts. He's loosening up a little bit. He's starting to show more of his personality. Like, I think that he's more comfortable doing it. And, you know, we take it for granted because we've talked into a microphone for so long. But, you know, he's... There's still a process, and he's getting to know Kevin, and it's getting better. But even if he was absolutely, even if he was John Madden, he shouldn't have this ability to, just doesn't look right.
Correct. That shouldn't look good. It shouldn't matter. But I guess that's my point. And like, dude, clearly to me, he does not love broadcasting. You're right. Like, broadcasting is an art, and you have to work your way up most times. Some people don't. But it also is just talking and about personality. And if you loved it, and I think he's just uncomfortable in it. His comfort zone is under center. I mean, that's whatever, taking a snap.
Yeah.
Being a quarterback out on the football field, that's his comfort zone. Some people are more comfortable in front of the camera, behind the mic, on a field. His is clearly on the field. That doesn't mean you can't have two things, but it's like, I don't think he's ever going to get to the level that they expected him to get to.
Listen, and I don't think anybody's ever going to get to the level that they pay these guys. I don't think anybody's worth this money.
I mean, that's absurd.
Nobody's worth this money. Come on.
No, you're right. And by the way, you're right. It shouldn't even be a part of the argument here. But don't you think it is a clear conflict of interest?
I definitely do. There's no question. I mean, now, to what extent, I can't quantify it, but it just doesn't look right. And if one fan says, you know, and wonders aloud, hey, you know, what does he learn? Or the opposition.
Yeah.
It's a bad look here. And the other thing, too, is like, you know, back to Brady in terms of his broadcasting chops, not that it matters. He is where he is. I think he'd be better in a studio. More of a long format, more, you know, to really.
Time to breathe.
Yeah, let it breathe. Let him chop it up. Let it expand on stuff. Give him some footage. Just roll through some stuff. And I think his personality would cut through more. I just don't know when these network executives are going to learn to give a guy 30, 40, anybody $50 million a year, whatever the number is at this point. We're watching the game anyway. I got news for you. We're going to watch the game anyway.
And by the way, maybe he can transition to the desk or the studio when Bradshaw eventually retires. Like, you start to see the, you know, transition period from both CBS and Fox. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. You want Tom Brady to still be associated with your network, that's a way to do it. We've seen guys go into the booth and out of the booth before. I do think he would fit better in that role. But what the hell? I'm not even trying to get into that. I'm just saying that it is clear a conflict of interest to have Tom Brady, NFL owner, and Tom Brady, NFL broadcaster. It's just, there's no need for it, and it shouldn't be allowed.
Take a local player. You know, take Keith Hernandez. Take Paul O'Neill. Imagine if they owned part of a team and they were in a broadcast booth. I mean, you know, you don't think that if they were still in the Mets and the Yankees booth, respectively, that their eyebrows wouldn't be raised? Like, what are we doing here?
All right, now let me ask you it this way. Not to play devil's advocate, but just to paint the other side of it. Do you really think that there's an advantage that Brady's gaining from his intel, inside knowledge, not just watching the game?
Mm-hmm.
Intel, talking to coaches, whatever, or having his fellow broadcast partners or producers talking to coach. Like, do you really think he's gaining an advantage by being associated with Fox?
Well, I mean, I'm inclined to say probably more no than yes, but anything is more than the other owners around football who aren't on a broadcast team. I mean, so even if it's like half of 1%, and again, that's why it's impossible to quantify. At the end of the day, I think that everybody's so guarded when he walks in the room that they probably don't really divulge a whole lot.
Right. Even if you're Burkhart, for example, if I'm him, I'm reluctant to even share certain information. Now, again, I don't know how those inner meetings work. He's got to know something going into a game.
Yeah.
But you also have to be aware of, like, I don't want anything to do with, like, letting him know something he shouldn't know. You know what I'm saying?
I do, well, listen, how it goes is this, and I'll just take whether it's Patino.
Right.
So you've got, say, a national crew coming in, and say, Mink and I are in Rick's office doing the interview, right, for the pregame for the radio. And then you've got whatever TV team is in there doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes, we know most of those guys, sometimes we'll just stick around and kind of listen to what Rick says to the TV crew. And, you know, before you fire up the mics, I mean, you know, there's some off-the-record stuff that obviously will be applied to the broadcast without attributing it to Rick, like whether it's an injury, whether it's some sort of circumstances.
Right, but think of it this way. If there were a conflict of interest for you, let's say, BT, Mink was allowed in the meetings, you were not for whatever reason. You and Mink have to do a broadcast. Is he going to tell you, knowing that you can't know?
I mean, I can't get Mink to say anything, you know, no matter what. Forget about giving me classified information.
Like Brady's also putting his Fox teammates in, I don't want to say harm's way, but like in a tricky spot where it's not free and easy for the best of the broadcast.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be some restrictions that other broadcasts don't have.
It's a weird fit. It just doesn't look right. It really doesn't.
I'm with you. BT and Sal. Now, I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think it's the biggest thing. I just don't. We said this a year ago. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Sonny's in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, Sam.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We talked about last week or even in the beginning of the season how imperative was the Giants to get a split, and they came so close, obviously. It's a heartbreaking loss. But I don't think it's the end of the world. You know, listen, they're not going to go to the playoffs anyway. But I think going forward, it gives them a lot of confidence against Kansas City. Obviously, Baldy said Kansas City's not the same. I agree. I think their franchise, their dynasty is over. I think Kelce is shot. He should just retire, get married, and do his podcast. Now, that offensive line is not the same. Guys, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite because I called you last week and I was screaming for Jackson Dart to play in the second half. But I don't know if anyone talked about this. I haven't listened to you guys much in the last 3 days, but I don't think it makes sense, Jackson Dart. I can't believe I'm saying this. Jackson Dart coming in for a couple plays. I never liked the fact that, you know, quarterbacks coming in and coming out, even with New Orleans, with Hill, even though it worked to some extent. Mm-hmm. I didn't like when they pulled out Breeze and put in Hill and back and forth. I don't think it made any sense. As far as the Giants' defense, guys, listen, we hung our hat on that defensive line playing well. I didn't see the game. I listened to the whole game. I was in the car. And I didn't hear Carter's name once. Sexty Dexter's got to play better. And when he needed them the most in that last drive, and Dallas only needed 20 yards, I don't know why they played such a soft defense, especially with that field goal kicker. They didn't step up. So I think the offense gives them a lot of confidence. And I think moving forward, I think we can upset Kansas City, guys. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. I think we can pull out 6-7 wins.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, let's start with one. You know,
yeah.
Boldy kind of opened up the door. He thinks the Giants have a chance to maybe mess around and take out Kansas City here. All right, so there's a couple of things. First of all, the Dart stuff, that was just oddly thrown in there. And they said it on the broadcast, and I agreed, like, not that there shouldn't be a sub, some packages for him, but they just threw him in there. It was just an odd, random insert. So that was number one. But I also do think there's value because you do that, and that's a competitive advantage. And obviously, he's no dummy. You put things on film, and now the defense has to spend a little time in practice, whatever it is. I don't know, but it could be slight advantage to the Giants. So that's why you do it. He's just a better athlete, a different athlete than Russell Wilson at this point. As for the defense, I mean, you just got to start wreaking some havoc. That's all there is to it. You know, we shouldn't have to come here on a Monday after a Sunday afternoon and say, oh, did this guy play well? Well, what did this guy do? How about this guy? Did he do anything? When you have multiple first-round picks and big contracts and all the equity that you've devoted to the front seven on the defense, they are supposed to ravage games. Right. And they don't.
You'll know it when you see it. Not, yeah, I broke down the film and Carter made some nice plays or Kayvon had his presence. Like, you'll know. They need more. Like, you knew Burns showed up to play on Sunday. The other guys have to follow suit. One thing that I would say on that, let's take it easy on burying the Chiefs here. Even Kelce. I know Kelce's become a whipping boy because nobody wants to deal with the engagement, the marriage, all the talk about his wife. Be careful burying a champion.
It's a dangerous thing to do, but they didn't look this part last year offensively.
But they lost one freaking game.
I know.
You and I were in agreement.
I know. It just didn't feel like they had it, but you know they barely lost.
But BT, there is a big difference in that.
Yeah.
Versus expecting them to lose to the Giants. I'm not saying it's an impossibility.
Yeah.
They're vulnerable. They almost lost to the Jets. We saw that. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago with the back show throw with Zach.
Yeah, two years ago. Yeah.
That was Zach's best game ever.
One Jets drive.
That was the apex of the Zach movement
two
there.
2 years ago, man. It's phenomenal. It's crazy how fast it goes. Anyway, anybody can be beat. And yes, the Chiefs are certainly more vulnerable than they've been. I'd be careful burying Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes,
Reed,
and Andy Reid.
Yeah, I hear you.
Especially when you're a team that's won 3 games in the last 2 years. Like, come on now.
Well, one team gets all the benefit of the doubt, and the other team gets none. And we know the pecking order on that combination right there.
Just be careful.
Rashad.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Did you win?
No, but I was out there watching the Emmys.
Did you find out? Hold on, Rashad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Shot on pause.
I'm sorry, there you go. I got
hold on a sec.
I thought Dove would be yelling out for us. So we're out there watching, and I think we're hopefully about 20 or so minutes away.
No, we didn't get it yet.
No, but there was another category Hoff and I were just watching, local in-game reporter. Janae Coakley for the Jets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meredith Marakovich for Yes.
Okay.
Gelbs for SNY.
Okay.
Gelbs won.
All right, there you go.
All right, so now even more,
that now satisfies, so Gelbs doesn't need another one, so get him off the scrap
heap. Gelbs won that one, so now I don't feel bad.
Pito's won a few, get rid of him, he'll have to win again.
Angie Apple already is saying he doesn't care to win. Now watch, he'll win. But the path, I think, has been cleared here.
Can we take the announcement live?
Yeah,
are we allowed to do that?
I mean,
are we allowed to do it live? I mean, what are we doing?
Even if we did on a slight delay.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, like kind of get it, and then 10 seconds later, roll it back.
Dude, I was actually a little nervous.
Yeah, what do you mean nervous?
Sam Ryan, I think, is hosting it.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah, I love Sam Ryan.
She was Beningo's producer back in the day, right?
She used
to work back in the day.
I don't remember her producing. I remember working with her when she was doing updates.
Yeah.
I mean, 20 years ago. She did updates. Okay.
Updates, that's what it was. Thank you.
A long time ago. But I love Sam Ryan. Great. But I think she's emceeing it or hosting whatever.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous now. Anyway, sorry. Back
I'm a little
later,
nervous
Rick.
Now.
Where were we? Rashad is in the Bronx. Go ahead.
Rashad, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, BT. Good afternoon, Sal.
What's going on?
All right, so before I get to my Giants point, I want to make a quick point about the Mets and Stearns.
Yep.
Can we agree that Stearns' best move this season was getting Clay Holmes? Because all his other moves have seemed to be a disaster so far.
Siri, Mullins, does the relievers. Oh, Roger's been pretty good here. Holmes. Yeah, I mean, Holmes is up there. Well, I mean, it's a short list for the good stuff.
Are we giving him credit for Soto?
No.
Okay, so if you're not giving him credit.
I'm just asking.
Right, okay. Or who else? Go ahead.
Well, not Soto or not Pete. That was all Cohen. That's Cohen. That's not him.
Yeah, I mean, even if we were to give him Holmes and Rodgers, it's not enough.
No, it's a thin list. It's a short list.
Yeah, I mean, you got to hit on the majority, then miss to win a World Series, and obviously the Mets don't appear to be anywhere near that. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, so now my Giants point. So me and my friend were debating about the three best players on the Giants. So we both have Dexter. I know he's been bad this season. But we both have Dexter as number one. But I have Thomas number two. He has Neighbors number two. And we interchange those two. So whose order do you agree with?
Well, I mean, the Neighbors shows up and he plays every week. And Andrew Thomas never plays anymore. So, I mean, right there you got to elevate Neighbors over Thomas. Now, what I said coming into the season is that I think that Andrew Thomas is the most important football player in New York for either team, just based on the position and based on the deficiencies of the Giants' offensive line for all these years. But Neighbors he is absolutely ridiculous.
He's got to be number one as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
not important position.
No, I know what you're saying. Just in terms of best right now.
He's
one of the best players in the NFL right now. Forget about the Giants.
And that's what the caller said. Neighbors is number one.
He's one, and Lawrence has to be better. It's got to be better than this Dexter Lawrence.
And I'm not watching the film, Baldy is. I was actually surprised. Now, you could watch the game and not feel that presence, although for a defensive tackle, a lot of times, It's not, especially not a pass rushing tackle, you know, a nose tackle there in the middle. You're not going to feel that presence as much as you would an edge rusher like Michael Parsons, like Micah Parsons. But when Boldy said it last week, I was like, that's interesting. He went pretty good at Lawrence and then followed up again this week. He's watching the film. So there are lofty expectations for Dexter Lawrence. So we talked about last year being maybe the best defensive player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't rank him that high right now based off of the first 2 weeks. I don't know who I'd have behind Malik Nabers second. Thomas you can't put in there because he's not playing.
No, that is a big problem there.
I mean, Rondell Robinson's been really good for the Giants consistently.
Burns. Honestly, Burns.
Yeah, Burns, that's a good one. Yeah, you probably have Burns second.
Burns.
I mean, Kayvon hasn't been bad.
No, he's been pretty good so far this year.
But I would not have, like, Abdul Carter should be up there. Dexter Lawrence should be up there. Yeah, overall, they may turn out to be maybe the most talented, most important. But right now, based off the first 2 weeks, I don't think there's any question.
Well, right now, Russell Wilson's on the list based on the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, his second week was, I mean, historic.
All time.
Jason calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Jason?
What up, Jay?
Hey, boys. Really enjoying the show today. I like how you're bouncing around a little bit. A few things on the broadcast, but Sal, I got to say, man, all I heard when you were talking about listening to the Met game on your date night and your wife said, when Soto homered, is that good? All I heard was Dice's voice. Is that good for the Met?
Yeah. There's definitely some Dice that's been influential to me, no doubt.
That's a good impersonation, too. It sounded pretty good. Spot on right there.
Good job, Jason.
Just, you know, I'm a Met fan, so I'm biased inherently, but the Yankees broadcast is excellent. K's one of the best for sure. I don't like the revolving door with the, the analyst that he's with. It's Cohn, it's O'Neill, it's a litany of ex-Yankees. I also think the music for Yes is just library boring. You know, the Mets, it gets you pumped up. It's fun. It's exciting. I know the Yankees try to market the pageantry and the legendary aspect of the franchise. I get it, but it's so stiff. And the other thing I wanted to point out, I don't know if you guys have mentioned this, probably have, but SNY is doing this awesome thing now where they, you know, Soto's up with a big at bat and they blend him into the face of the pitcher on the other side.
Oh, they've been doing that for a couple of years. I remember noticing at least 2 years ago, and I like it, where you got the split screen, but it's not like a conventional split. Thank you for the call, Sal. I know you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like where it kind of blurs in.
Yeah.
And it's just a clean look. I remember seeing that with DeGrom a couple years ago for the first time.
Yeah, John DeMarsico, nice. The director for the Mets games, has done a nice job bringing a cinematic feel to the games. And it's not just like the walkout with Diaz or whatever it may be, or the starting pitcher. There, throughout the course of the games, there are cinematic views, which we're not used to necessarily from a baseball standpoint. So that has enhanced the viewing for a lot of fans.
Well, and also to the last point there's something to be said for continuity in the booth. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't think it's easy on Kay. I mean, it's O'Neill, you got O'Neill, you got Cohn, even the studio.
Girardi, Flaherty.
Girardi's
Vail,
in there, Flaherty,
whatever.
Sometimes Rucco's doing
Valley's
games.
How do you say his name? Dave Valley's
in there? Valley's in studio. Yeah, he's okay. You know, and now Ottavino was on last night, and he's been worked into the equation here. So, you know, and Todd Frazier.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's just a lot of people.
Yeah, to me, that's too much. Whereas the camaraderie, now again, that could be, you could say maybe they're trying to find their firm trio. I personally like O'Neill and Kay the best together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wishy-washy with Coney. I want to like Cohn.
I love Cohn.
Yeah. I always have loved him. I don't know, though, if I like the fit of Cohn, Kay, and O'Neill.
Well, do you just in general prefer a two- or a three-person booth? I mean, I would probably think three because the Mets booth is
yeah,
three.
But,
it's pretty
but I think
good.
I think it's their dynamic works. I would say in general I probably would prefer two.
Yeah, me too.
But for some reason, the Keith, Ron, Gary work.
It's easy. It's seamless.
See, the difference, like Cohn has a Keith personality, also could be analytical, but has a Keith personality. But then what is O'Neill? O'Neill's not Ronnie. So like Cohn is a combination of Ronnie and Keith, and O'Neill is more Keith, but he's not that.
He doesn't go. He doesn't lean into it quite as much as Keith does.
Yeah. And I also, I mean, this is not being biased.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Whatsoever. I mean, I just think Gary Cohen is fundamentally better than Michael Kay myself, but I'm not trying to pick sides here as far as that goes. I'm just saying why one booth would be better than the other. I think the first issue would be that they need to pick their twosome or trio and stick with that the majority of the games as opposed to having the revolving door.
Yeah, I like the pitcher hitter thing though. I do. I like having the play-by-play guy, having the pitcher, having the hitter, and getting the perspective. It's when the games are good, does it really matter who's doing the games? No. But put it this way, I don't think that there's, even when I know Todd did a couple of games, I think, out in San Diego, right?
Yeah.
Did he do some Padre game against the Mets Padres?
I think he did that series, yes.
You know, no matter who jumps in, nobody's bad. I do like the consistency, though. And, I like having the pitcher. I like having the hitter as well.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Baldy, it was ugly week one for the Giants against the Commanders. Not as ugly week two, would you see on film? Let's start with the offense. Do you think that type of offense with the Giants outburst is sustainable with Russell Wilson throwing those deep balls all day long?
If he gets protected like that, I mean, you know, the rookie left tackle went in there and pitched nearly a shutout. He was much better than the guy that was getting flagged every single play for that drive. Never seen that before.
What would you do if you're the Giants with Hudson after that performance?
I would start Marcus Bowe if Andrew Thomas isn't ready to go. I have no problems with what Bowe has done in preseason, what he did in that game. He saw every decent pass rusher, Dante Fowler, Marshawn Neal, and Sam Williams. He saw them all in Dallas last week. They didn't give him much help. He was out there on an island by himself. He seemed just fine. He actually reminds me, I don't want to get carried away, reminds me of Deion Dawkins in Buffalo. Nice. Like, I think he has that type of athletic ability. He looks more like a guard than a tackle, but I don't know. Like he that's the best left tackle we've seen since a healthy Andrew Thomas in a while in New York.
All right, there you have it. Baldy, our call today. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. We'll finish up here on the phones, 888-808-1019. I'm not sure we'll be able to get the verdict on the Emmy stuff, so you have to get my reaction tomorrow win or lose, I guess. But we're waiting word, hopefully, in the next 15 minutes. Lawrence is in Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. I haven't had a chance to say much about this Dallas game, but look, I don't care about Russell Wilson throwing for all those touchdowns. The moon ball is not going to be repeatable in future games. And just look at the Giants. Like, how have we gotten any better since Joe Shane's taken over this team? There's I can't point out one way. So it's just, let's get to the point and play Jackson Dart, because that's the only thing that matters this year, is if we know if he's going to be any good. Because we're going to be picking first again. We're going to win three games, and I hate the Giants.
Yeah, and maybe you could get Archie Manning, who doesn't look that good out of college anyway. Look, don't let the hate get in the way of which still could be a positive future. We talked about that before they played a game. I know the results aren't favorable. However, it should be encouraging what the Giants did last week. There still is the potential of Jackson Dart being the guy. That could change the entire outlook and feel, if not in results now, but just the feel and hope and potential results next year.
Yeah, I mean, anything's possible, but there's just not a lot of evidence. I mean, how many coaches start off with success and then it goes south hard, and then they're able to resurface and bubble back up to that success? I mean, think about when Rex came here. Rex had success right away, and then it went south, and he never got it back. You know, it's tricky. It's a hard thing to do. So, you know, I feel like the only thing left, and we've said this a million ways sideways, and it's exhausting. It really is exhausting, but it needs to be said. Until we get the final evaluation, what do the Giants look like with Dart and Dable? We're just not going to have the final answer because we have a lot of other answers. We just don't have that answer.
Right. Well, it's only week two. Rob is calling from Long Island. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. Love listening to you two.
Thanks, Rob.
2 points on the Jets. I'm a season ticket holder. I'm going to say about 40 years, maybe longer.
Mm-hmm.
So this started happening when they opened MetLife. When you go to a Jets, I understand as the season goes on, the Jets stink and the fans sell their tickets. I get it.
Yep.
But the first two, three, four games, I'm telling you, it's like being at the home game of the opposing team.
Yeah.
It's incredible. The cheers, the chance of defense when the other team is on defense. I don't know if there's an answer to this, if there's a real explanation, if there's a solution.
The answer, no home advantage. The explanation's simple. The Jets stink, and Jet fans don't believe in them, so they're trying to make a few bucks on, you know, when you have a high-profile team, Rob, like the Steelers coming in, you know, that fan base that travels, the Bills, obviously, you know, six, seven-mile drive south from Buffalo. They're gonna suck it up. They're going to get these tickets, and they're going to get the hand. And I don't really blame – I didn't like the Jet fans not showing up for week one. I thought that disrespect was strong, but I thought it was the wrong look for Aaron Glenn. I wanted better for Aaron, his first game as the Jets coach. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you can't blame these people trying to make 40, 50% on the tickets. The Jets stink.
Yeah, unfortunately, Glenn and his Jets are going to have to earn it. I can't blame – the fans. However, it is embarrassing. I mean,
it's totally embarrassing.
This is New York. You could hear it on the TV. Neither of us were at the game, but you could feel it watching the overwhelming amount of Steelers fans there.
Oh yeah,
like you could just. I feel bad for the diehard Jet fan who does go to these games and has to deal with that, because that's the last thing I'd want to deal with. Like, I don't even want to be bothered going to the game. But if I were and paying the money and the investment and going to tailgate and going to look forward to the game, going to your own home stadium with being drowned out by opposing fans, that is where I would draw the line. This is not a fun environment to be in.
Well, that's why I think a lot of Jet fans have tapped out, and that's why you see each year more and more and more, you know, visitors making themselves very comfortable. And listen, that's not even to incorporate the fact that the stadium is very bland. It's brutal to get out of there. So, you know, we've talked about this a lot too. You either go to a game, get there early, obviously stay for the game, and then tailgate again after it for 2 hours. But if you have any sort of responsibility, a wife, kids, job, whatever, it's kind of hard to do. And if you don't do that, well, then you sit in traffic for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Or you leave the game early, which is penalizing yourself if you had a tight game.
You think it's the same? Let me rephrase it. I don't believe it's the same, but I feel like it is happening just at a lesser level with the Giants. Where are you at?
I think it's happened to the Giants too.
But not
lesser.
I
think it's a little lesser with the Giants, but I think that malaise or that shift has infiltrated their fans as well. Yes, there's more and more evident that. Now, Eagle fans, Cowboy fans, you know, back in the day, Redskin fan, Commander fans, they always found their way to an extent into the old Meadowlands or the new MetLife. But it seems more pronounced. It definitely does.
Bud is calling from Bradley Beach. What's up, Bud?
Yeah, I've been watching the Giants. I'm a lifetime Giant fan. And, you know, we're being rushed right up the middle. We can't run forward. We can't do the draw plays. But how many screen passes to the left or how many screen passes to the right have we tried this year? I don't think we've tried any. Okay, let those guys rush us in and just drop it over their head.
Right, but have you thought about applying for the offensive coordinator position with the Giants?
Well, I would like to. I'll tell you, we haven't thrown one screen pass yet this year to the left or right. We've tried running up the middle, and they're running us backwards.
You know, I look, Bud. We appreciate the passion. Obviously, having some fun with you there. I do, BT, have to draw the line myself. And each talk show host is different. Like, when you start getting into the play calling, especially just in general, if it's not a specific play, like we didn't break it down, but we questioned Aaron Glenn calling the timeout ahead of the two-point conversion and then the play call on the two-point conversion.
No, we're talking about the Steelers when we threw it back in the end zone. Did not like the play call.
I think those are fair game, but to call up and say you think they should be throwing more screen passes.
That tells you where we're at. Well, now listen, to your point too, trying to talk the schematics, and I appreciate his effort. I really do. Yeah. But come on, let's not be completely unfair and disrespectful to the Giants staff. I'm sure that the defense is doing something that's probably dissuading the Giants from doing what the last caller wants them to do.
Yeah, and that's also not the answer. Let's say they do throw a couple of screen passes for you. It's not the answer. Like,
it'll be a three-yard loss anyway.
Yeah.
Second and 13, exactly. Giants from their own 29.
And by the way, if there were a day to call and complain about the offensive play calling, it wouldn't be on
that's
the
true.
First day where they scored, 37 points.
Everybody's twisted in knots here. These teams have ruined us. They really have.
Eric is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Eric? Eric? Okay, Eric is no longer there. So,
have you ever seen, though, like, think about this, Sal, where two teams simultaneously, and the Nets don't count. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but the Nets will never have the energy that the Knicks have. It's a Knicks town. We know that. The Yanks and the Mets is obviously a great division and a great rivalry, the great stuff that we get. But, the Yankees, for 30-something years, have not been down. Like the Jets and the Giants simultaneously, they have deprived us of any sort of joy. And even more than depriving us of joy, they've made us angry.
Yeah.
They really have. They've ruined football.
Well, it's very frustrating. Week in, week out with the two teams. Even if you just watch one, it's bad enough losing on each side. And it's been such a sustained bad run. Even with the aberrational successful season, there was nothing really to it. It was the reason why Dable's first year was so successful is not only the results getting to the postseason, it was more about, geez, well, this is year one.
Yep.
We're headed finally in the right direction. If you could take this slop and turn it into a playoff team in year one, imagine what they could do by year two, three, or four. Unfortunately, it's been all downhill, a significant, like, off the cliff downhill since year one.
And that's the trapdoor with Russell Wilson. While you appreciate having something to cheer about, I mean, if Russ Wilson goes on a month bender where he throws, 13 touchdowns and two picks, I mean, you still know he's not the future. So you talk about this with the Mets about sustainability. We just want something that we could see, that we can believe in, and we could piece out for 2, 3, 4 years. And right now, anybody think Justin Fields is absolutely the guy?
No.
We don't know who the quarterback is for the Giants. We don't know what Dart really is. It's tough.
Yeah, who cares? I just want that Emmy later on today.
Happy birthday.
Just a heads up. Thank you. Congratulations. You didn't lose yet. This guy's still talking.
Okay. We'll have the results tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.